Political candidates are marketed to voters using the magic of music. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Paul Christensen, associate professor of music at Seton Hall University, delves into the way music is used to sway the public one way or the other.
Twice unsuccessful presidential candidate Adlai Stevenson once said, "The idea that you can merchandise candidates for high office like breakfast cereal is, I think, the ultimate indignity to the democratic process." Yet political candidates are often marketed like consumer products. When talking about political ads, people discuss images and voiceover, often overlooking music and sound effects. What role does music play? My research of the most effective campaign ad music, especially in presidential ones from 1952 until now, examines how music captures the political zeitgeist. Eisenhower's 1952 I Like Ike featured a jaunty march for a respected general after a monumental victory. Reagan's 1984 Morning in America was a cinematic orchestral paean to a popular actor-turned-president. And Bush's 2004 Wolves creates a mini-horror film score and forest animal mythology as an analogy to terrorist cells waging asymmetrical warfare. During the 2016 campaign season, the two most engaging TV political ads from a musical point of view are not from the current general election, but rather for the Bernie Sanders primary campaign. Diplo's Revolution and Simon and Garfunkel's America appealed to Americans yearning for change. Trump's outsourcing asserts that the Clinton Foundation made millions by advocating for job outsourcing to India. Music in the ad sounds like Bollywood film underscoring. Clinton's ad Shirts uses majestic trumpet and military drum cadences to present a musical patriotism meant to contrast with Trump having his clothing line produced in foreign countries. The more aware we are of music's hidden potency, the less it will work its magic unchecked. An educated and critically engaged electorate is necessary for a properly functioning democracy, and the public should know how campaigns attempt to manipulate them with music.
That was Paul Christensen of Seton Hall University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.
You like Ike, I like Ike. Everybody likes Ike for president. Hang out the banner, beat the drum, take Ike to Washington. We got to get where we are going.